Lewis and Evans, good morning. Sunshine today, 13 right now, Regina, minus 2. Going to be a great Friday. Riders, BC Lions tomorrow, and a big game not only on the field, but a big event around the football game, Gloria.
So today it's really a neat honor to have not only Miriam Johnson back from the Rough Riders, but we also have one of the people that is represented, one of the ladies for the Cameco Touchdown for Dreams. Miriam, would you like to introduce our special guest today?
Yes, we've got Nicole Elliott with us today. Nicole is one of the dream recipients for the Cameco Touchdown for Dreams program. And on the 27th, the program that happens, and this is an annual thing that we're able to do, that we sell a product, and the proceeds of that product then go to, you know, being able to grant these wishes. So Nicole is in, and she actually was a recipient from kind of this, what happened last year, mm-hmm. and she'll tell a little bit more about that. But this year we've got a product. It's a 3-in-1 stadium gear product. It's kind of like a hand warmer, pillow, seat cushion. You can kind of use it for whatever you might need. But every single year these products sell out fast. I mean, by the end of the first, like, it's a good luck trying to find it. So we are very fortunate that we have such support behind this product, but we're hoping that everyone knows that on the 27th, come down, this is the game to actually come and support this program.
And you may have seen it when you walk into the store. It comes in handy. It's almost like what the quarterbacks and the receivers use to keep their hands warm. So, Nicole, you're from Estevan. Tell us a little bit about yourself and which one of the Rough Riders is involved in your life now.
Well, I am a police officer in Estevan. So I've been battling this cancer for 3 years. My dream was to have season tickets for the Riders. And in April, I was just sitting at home and received a call from Jonathan, who had Mr. Willie Jefferson sitting right beside him. And Willie said that he was giving me his tickets for the season.
Wow. That's pretty sweet.
Had you never been to Mosaic Stadium up to that point?
You know what? I haven't been to the new Mosaic up to that point. So, yes, it was. And it's just so amazing because it's tickets that are supposed to go to his family. And he is so graciously gave them to me for the season.
Oh, so. That's special. That's a nice thing about this program.
Absolutely.
And Willie's kind of on his own journey as well, as he's the spokesman for the football club for this initiative with Cameco. Maybe talk a little bit about that, Miriam.
He is. You know, Willie has a very personal story. I mean, and that's why when he came on board and we were able to sign Willie Jefferson, which we were all thrilled with in the first place, to see him step up and kind of say, you know what, he's a lot more than football. And he said, you know, this is, you know, women's cancer is something that is very, very close to him. He has family members who have passed away. This has affected him in multiple areas. So when he came on, he kind of said, like, I would love to be associated with. And it was a natural fit. And I think Jonathan would say the same thing. You know, Jonathan Huntington with Cameco, when that introduction happened, it was kind of like when, you know, when magic happens, you just stand back and you go, wow, like this was meant to be. So Willie has really embraced the program and the women within that program. So it's special to watch.
Now, Nicole, tell us a little bit about your weekend, because it's not just game day. It's a whole weekend of activities. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes. No, later this afternoon, Willie is going to give us a tour of Mosaic. So that is going to be absolutely amazing, being in places that very few get to go in. And then we get to go out and have dinner with the rest of the recipients. And then tomorrow, enjoy a win.
I like that.
Yes. That's the spirit. They're going to win it for you, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Another pick from Willie would be good. It'd be for you guys, for you women that are here.
Okay, now, how many of these do we have and how much are they?
Jamie, I have no idea exactly how many quantity we have. I've now been told we have about 4,000 left.
Because we're warning like, people they won't Jamie. Last long.
Trick question, Jamie. We actually sold these prior to this game for the first time, so we had them available online, and then we also, you know, now at the stadium. So the Cameco staff actually come and are volunteer their time to sell this product. So before the game and then during the game on the concourse is where they'll be found.
So as we say, don't dilly-dally.
No.
Get there early because they're going to go fast. And how much are they?
$20.
It's the best $20 you're ever going to spend, and it goes to a great cause.
Absolutely.
Well, Nicole, thanks for dropping in. Wonderful weekend ahead. Well deserved. We wish you the best of luck in everything.
Thank you so much.
Miriam, a website people can go to find out more?
Well, for the blanks, it is riderstore.ca or game information, riderville.com.